if in this world we're constantly searching for ideals in terms of the most beautiful, the most sweet, the most charming, the most affectionate, the most loving, the person who could be considered my best counterpart, an ideal representation of beauty, charm, sweetness, love, and affection, of what is to be seen, heard, felt, tasted, touched, and smelled. What if that is the ultimate reality? Instead, we're being told that the ultimate source of everything is something impersonal and maybe unconscious. So that which is dead and unconscious is giving life to so many conscious beings. What cannot see is gifting sight to so many. What has no capacity to hear is allowing everyone to hear. What cannot taste is giving everyone the tasting capacity. We've swallowed this type of, what's the scientific term? Bullshit. I think that's the scientific term. We've swallowed this wholesale and denied the personality of Godhead, and think that we're very modern, very advanced, scientific thinkers, because we can't accommodate how the original source of all sensual ability and capacity can also have sensual ability and capacity. We deny that. That would be just too much. I mean, that would be like God or something. Right. That would be inconceivable. That an absolute personality who's absolutely beautiful, absolutely charming, absolutely funny, absolutely tasteful, who can reciprocate simultaneously the ideal hankering of every being. That would be, you know, the absolute, of course. So that the ultimate reality is beautiful, loving, charming, and sweet. Science is not prepared to deal with that.